The Art of Work, Section 22 by Vance Neudorf. As I surveyed everything that is done under the sun, I observed the wicked dominating others and inflicting pain. Later, I saw those same evil people buried with honor in a sacred place. They were even praised in the very city where they abused others. This is futile, for when judgment against crime is not quickly carried out, the hearts of the people are filled with evil plans. Still, I am convinced that even though a wicked person commits 100 crimes and lives a very long time, those who honor God will eventually be blessed with good. Because the wicked do not honor God, it will not go well with them, and their lives will fade into the darkness. Yet, there are times upon this earth when the righteous get what the wicked deserve, and the wicked get what the righteous deserve. Trusting in justice is also futile. So I commend the simple pleasures of living, for there is nothing better under the sun than to eat and drink and enjoy life. Then joy will accompany us in our work through all the days God gives us. Yesterday, Kohelet noted that wickedness will not release those who practice it. Wisdom often starts with these general inclusive statements, but there are always exceptions to the proverbs, for life is too complex to be encapsulated completely in a short saying. Kohelet now acknowledges that sometimes evil people do very well for themselves. They manage to build an empire by abusing others, and by doing so, they even earn the praise of others who want the same things. Their ability to evade justice for their actions gives others the same idea, and evil perpetuates, especially where the justice system is weak or ineffective. In this light, Kohelet reminds us that although we all have an innate desire to see justice done, it often lets us down. Human attempts at justice are also part of what is twisted and lacking in this world, so trusting in the justice system is very much an exercise in futility. It will let us down. So, how should we live and work? What's the point in a world where we cannot put our trust in our human institutions? Kohelet responds by taking our eyes off our goal of creating a just society, our efforts for a brighter tomorrow, and instead comes back to those simple pleasures of the day. Once again, he returns to his theme question of, what are you looking to gain from all your hard work? And he tells us, again, that in this new day we will have the opportunity to enjoy the simple things that come our way. And if we focus on them, then joy will be with us as we work through this day to provide for our daily bread. My name is Vance Neudorf, and these are my daily reflections on the book of Ecclesiastes. My website is artofwork.ca, and I invite you to go there and see some other podcasts I've put up recently. Thank you for listening.